Good afternoon, Warrior fans. Thanks for joining us today. Ron Huber and Jeff Clark. Ron's having a conversation with Gary Hull here. I think we're good now. Warrior girls taking on the Country Christian Cougars in this second round action at the Salem Academy Crusader Tournament. Yesterday, Country Christian squeaked by Rogue Valley Adventist Academy 36-35. Running their record to 6-2 overall. They're 2-0 in their league. I assume that Southwest Christian and Myrtle Point that are in their league because they lost to North Douglas in a non-league competition. It's a 1A school, but it is consistently a very good 1A girls program. Last year we played them and got beat here, by 10 points or so. And, this year, our girls come into this with a 6-3 record, got an easy win last night against Brookings Harbor, who showed up with five seniors and looked very confident before the game. And 5 minutes into the game, or less than that, 2 minutes into the game, it was pretty clear who was going to win that game. They scored the first 3 points on a three-point play by their center. And then the Warriors turned it up, Ron.
80. 80 had the next four lay-ins.
80 had 11 points in the first quarter and 13 in the first half. Eliza had 14 in the first half. Most of them in the second quarter busted a couple of threes. And the Warriors' defense just turned them over 20 times in the first half, or 10 times in the first half, ten times in the first quarter, nine times in the second quarter, 19 turnovers in that first half. And Rogue River, who played Country Christian yesterday, Country Christian, the fifth ranked in the coaches' poll, Rogue Valley Academy, is ranked ninth. And so that was a 5-9 matchup in the coaches poll. Coaches poll is actually this time of the year more accurate than the OSAA. By the end of the year, they're pretty similar.
Yeah.
OSAA ends up working out, but because of how the OSAA poll weights the formula, you can get some really skewed things early in the year. OSAA has Country Christian ranked as the number nine team. The coaches say, nah, they're better than that. We'll give them the number five spot. Amity, on the other hand, is four in both of them. And the reason for that is pretty clear because of who's ahead of them. Sutherland's ahead of them in the coaches poll. They're number one. But I think Sutherland's behind them in the OSAA poll. But Sutherland's ranked number one, and there's a reason for that. I mean, we beat them on our court pretty easily. They were missing one of their good players in that game. They were center. But also coaches will go, hey, you know what? You're going to lose a game here and there. That doesn't mean that you're not the best team. They think Sutherland's still the team to beat in 3A along with Banks and Corbett. Oh, by the way, teams that Amity lost to this year, and then Amity sitting at number four followed by Nyssa, who we have not seen this year.
They played in this tournament, didn't they?
They didn't put them on this side of the bracket, no, which was unfortunate.
I think they were in the championship game.
They're going to play Salem Academy in the title game?
Well, they'd have to win today. Yeah.
So the Warriors come into this having played the top three teams in the coaches poll and three of the top five teams, them being number four in the OSAA poll. And so that's kind of where we sit. We got about 4 minutes before this game starts. Country Christian, always a well-coached team and just traditionally a very solid program. They're out there in Boring, Oregon, and they have just a very good reputation as a good school academically and attract a lot of good families to their school and some good athletes, and they very coachable, work hard, and they've had a good basketball program for 20 years out there. There was a guy named Don. Oh, I just lost his last name. Don. Oh, can't think of his last name all of a sudden, who was very influential in 1A girls basketball across the state, was big on organizing tournaments and getting people to travel and play around the state, and kind of the forerunner to like this Salem Academy tournament here, where we've got schools from Nyssa, Brookings Harbor, Umatilla. The whole state is represented here, right? Because it's a 3-day tournament, you're guaranteed three games, and you know the competition level is going to be good.
Especially in the girls' side.
Don Wansley. Boom. There we go.
Yeah.
Don Wansley coached Country Christian for, 15 years, something like that. Built them into a powerhouse 1A program. I think they got a state title or two along the way there. And they continue to thrive after his tenure has been long gone. Don wasn't always the most popular guy with other coaches, but I think he was well respected and he was persistent. He saw the opportunity for 1A basketball to be competitive with 2A and 3A basketball, and it has been. We've seen Crane here. Is there anybody here that can beat Crane on the boys' side?
Boy, when we saw him play, they're set to play if Salem
Academy.
Well,
they won today pretty easily.
If Salem Academy wins tonight, they're set to play Salem Academy.
That would be a fun one to watch, but I think Salem Academy gets blown out by Crane. Crane's a 1A program. They have not, what have they won, 39 straight games as of today.
Yeah.
Won a state title last year. They've got a sophomore center who's about 6'5", 230 or so, who is just a very good basketball player. Fundamentally sound, smart, high basketball IQ on the floor, and they've got shooters all over the place. They got at least five kids that are better shooter than anybody that Amity has. From the three-point line. And they move that ball around, and the first good open shot, they jack it up. And then they get back on defense, and they play good man defense. They get after you. They challenge every shot. The Gold Beach kid had no chance today. I mean, he got a few points, but he shot a low percentage against them. They were in contesting every shot. He was having to shoot fadeaways or deep threes off balance.
They go about eight deep, too.
Oh, yeah, and they get after it.
Yeah.
Yep. So Crane on the boys' side seems to be the team to beat here. But I think going back to the Wansley story, he saw that there's no reason why these 1A schools can't compete with the 3A schools. I think when you get to 4A, the good 4A programs, that's a step above. Those are big schools at that point. You've got 600-700 kids in your high school. But in the smaller 3A and below, there really isn't a big difference a lot of times. And we've seen that with Perrydale. They've had some good basketball teams over the years. And
St. Paul.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. St. Paul in everything, right? So, and especially those 1A schools that pull kids from larger cities nearby. But Crane's not one of those. Crane's, that's their kids in Crane. We are ready to get started here on the floor for the Cougars. Ron, if you can help me out here. I see number 15 is Annie Bafford.
14.
14 is Kara Mulhern.
12.
12 is Peyton Craven.
22.
Is Lily Gardfield.
I believe that little girl's number is 3.
We'll see when she turns a little bit, maybe.
5.
There we go. Emma Subert. All right, we're ready. And Country Christian wins the tap. It's Bafford with it. Out on top. They swing it to the left angle. Craven goes down in the corner to Bafford, and she hits a three to start things off.
That she can do.
Warriors with the ball going back the other way. 80 dumps down low to Sarah Lynn. Back out to Maya. Maya drives left, kicks. There's a three. Little strong by Kylie. And the ball knocked away from 80 and taken by Craven. And 80 steals it right back, lays it up and in. Picked the pocket of Subert, and we've got a 3-2 game. There's the first turnover on the second possession, Ron. How about that?
I called it.
They try to break the press. Great hustle by Maya to get back and take away that passing lane. Sarah Lynn almost gets a foul there, trying to knock the ball away from Garfield. Garfield now starts to drive back out on top to Subert. Subert swings to Craven down in that left corner again to Bafford. She dumps down low. There's a dribble come out the other side. Oh, might have traveled, got away with it inside. There's a putback up and in by Mulhern on the offensive rebound. I think Craven got away, or not Craven, Garfield got away with the travel. At the other end, 80's blocked by Subert. Gets it back out on the rebound. Eliza on top. Backs it out. Works left off a little screen from Maya. Dumps it down low to 80 with the left hand. Misses that one, and the rebound to Garfield. 5-2 Country early here. Subert. Middle of the floor, throws it long, and Sarah Lynn picks it off. Gets it ahead to Eliza. Eliza to 80. 80 with a lay-in going the other way. What a great pass from Eliza to 80 for the assist. 5-4. Warriors have created two turnovers and four trips now, Ron. Subert across half court. Cut off there. Gets it out to Craven. Craven goes left. Cut off by Sarah Lynn. They double her.
Travel too.
Throws it out to Subert. Subert on top. Hooks a pass to Bafford. Bafford puts up a 23-footer, airballs that one, and they save it. No, they don't. Foot out of bounds for Garfield. Warriors basketball, 5-4, 2 minutes gone. Country Christian on top by one, and the Warriors have the ball. And I don't have power. Will you hand me that power cord that's under the table there? On top, there's a missed three by the Warriors. Eliza takes the pass from Maya and lays it up and in. Maya with the offensive rebound. And the Warriors pressuring. 80 on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball, so the Warriors will get that on the alternating possession. Thank you for that, Cord. Appreciate that. Get me back up and going there. How's the sound? Is it okay? All right. 5:34. Warriors ball up 6-5. They inbound. Eliza dumps down to Sarah Lynn. Wraps it back around. Kylie, 15-footer left. Maya knocks it loose inside. 80 with the rebound. Picks it up and puts it in. The loose ball, not the rebound. 80, Nisley, with her third basket, just like last night. Subert gets it to Baffert ahead. Knocked away. Uh-oh. Sarah Lynn got there a little late. She takes that angle that's close to the shoulder, and then as she gets shoulder to shoulder on the girl, she's got to take a little higher angle on that.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what Jed's talking to her about.
She's trying to go through the player to get to the ball, mm-hmm, instead of the passing lane. Mulhorn, ball knocked away by 80. Pushes ahead to Eliza. Eliza will take this one in and score. Eliza Nisley with four, and it's a 10-5 Warrior lead, and that is an 8-0 run for the Warriors, Ron. 30-second timeout taken by Country Christian as Coach Halverson going to have a conversation here. No, they're going to take a full timeout, so we're going to take one also. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. First quarter action here from Salem Academy High School, round two of the Crusader Tournament. Amity Warrior girls taking on the Cougars of Country Christian, and the Warriors have a 10-5 lead, 3 minutes gone.
He's got Alyssa in right now.
Subert.
80s up.
Baffert.
Double dribble.
Yeah, got away with it. Nobody paying attention, apparently.
Referee right there.
And Subert throws it away, trying to go back to Baffert, throws it over her head. Yeah, that was pretty bad.
She
knew it too.
She
right?
stopped dribbling.
She knew she was toast. They sub Mulhern out and into the game Weisenberg, who looks very timid. Wait till she handles the ball against this pressure. She'll be really timid. Kylie gets it to McMullen out on top. Eliza. Eliza drives right all the way in, scoops it up a little short. Ball loose. Baffert pulls it out of there. Baffert pushes up the right side. Cuts to her left, throws it down low to Craven. Craven back out to Baffert. Inside to Craven, knocked away by Kylie. Saved by Craven, but it's Eliza with. Throws ahead to McMullen. McMullen needs to look. Oh, she missed it. She didn't get her head up in time. Warriors had a fast break. Maya, three-pointer left side, banked it, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Subert. Subert pushed away, poked away, and stolen by Maya from behind. Harzma with the ball ahead to Kendall. Back to Maya on top. High post, Sarah Lynn. Back over to Kylie for three. A little strong and left there, and the rebound pulled down by Weisenberg. Baffert with it. Back over to Craven. Nobody wants that ball. Subert to Baffert on top. Tries to go back door. Knocked away by Eliza and stolen by Sarah Lynn. Eliza with it up the right side. Nisley accelerates past one. Kicks it way over left. Now on top to Maya. McMullen, Nisley in the left corner, on top, Harzma. Fakes, drives, gets in deep, foul. It's going to be on number 22, Lily Garfield, her first foul. First team foul also. 3:28 left to go first quarter, 10-5 Warriors. To the line, Maya Harzma, sophomore point guard for two shots. And she buries the first one.
Kendall's coming out. Nope, Kendall's still in. Maya's going to come out.
Craven coming out of the game and into the game, number 13, Hatton. Harzma buries them both. She's going to get a little break here and 80 back in. I like that rotation there, Ron. Give your team a little break. This is a little bit bigger court. Maya, of course, deals with a little asthma sometimes, and so.
Yesterday, unbeknownst to all of us, she was sick. Had two trips to the vomit bucket.
And so she may not be full strength today either if you were throwing up yesterday. Warriors tip it out of bounds. Cougars will inbound right in front of the Warriors bench. They get it inside to Baffert, and she lays it up and in. Didn't play topside defense on her, and they were able to get an entry pass into the post. 12-7, Warriors up. Down low, ball knocked away by Garfield and out of bounds. Warriors basketball trying to enter that pass on the left block to Grove.
Not a good pass.
No. Well, it telegraphed it.
Yep.
Eliza on top. They swing it left corner. McMullen for three. Short. Grove battles. Can't come down with it. Hatton does. Or not Hatton. Weisenberg. Weisenberg to Subert. Subert. Back over to Weisenberg on the wing. Drives. Little floater on the baseline. No good. Ball tip twice. Eliza with the rebound. Throws it long ahead to Grove at half court. Swings it over to McMullen on the left wing. McMullen backs it out. Kendall to Eliza. Inside to 80. 80 turns. Bounce pass. Grove. Foul. Great pass. As she's spinning to the basket, Ron, she sees Sarah Lynn open. Yep. Gives her a nice little bounce pass. The defense out of position because they thought 80 was going to shoot. So Grove to the line to shoot two. 2.5 minutes to go. First quarter. 12-7 Warriors. And Grove misses the first one. Back into the game, Mulhern. She's going to replace Garfield. So they lose some length. Garfield, a good man defender, probably their best defensive player on the perimeter. Grove's second one, no good also. Ball tipped loose inside and pulled down by Mulhern. So a pair of missed free throws for Grove, and it's still 12-7 Warriors. Baffert. On top, Subert. Working on 80. Dumps it to the high post. Baffert. Bounce pass down low. They kick it back out to Mulhern. On top, Subert. Gives it to Baffert at the top of the key. Back to Subert. Puts up a three. Hits it. Got a little opening. Emma Subert, freshman guard, has her first basket. 12-10. There's a bounce pass from 80 inside to Eliza, and she's fouled by, I think, Weisenberg, number 11. That'll be her second if it is. Yep. 13 foul on the Cougars. 12-9 Warriors with the ball left side of the key along the baseline. Back into the game is number 12, Craven. She replaces Weisenberg. The lob into Grove at the left angle. Bounce pass to Kylie. Misses the angle jumper. Great save by 80, but ends up in the hands of Subert. Subert. Up the middle of the floor, slows things down a little bit. She'll get a little more attention now that she made that three. Craven, left angle, tries to turn on Eliza. Back out to Subert. Swings it over to Hatton on the right angle, extended on top Subert. Trying to go inside to Baffert. Good job by Kylie. Cross court pass to Craven, wants to drive, cut off by Eliza. Try to go back door, knocked away. McMullen with a steal. Alyssa takes it out in front, gets bumped, no call. Oh my, oh no, late call, there it came late. He was waiting to see if it went in, Ron.
I think so.
If it went in, he wasn't going to call it. And that really irritates me. If it's a foul, it's a foul. Call it when you see it. McMullen to the line to shoot two.
He was behind, it was a fast break, but still.
It was easy to see.
Yeah.
McMullen hits a free throw. Maya back in, replaces Kylie. So now they've got their speed lineup in there, Ron.
Yeah.
Where Sarah Lynn is your only big in the game with four guards. Alyssa buries a pair perfectly. Back into the game for the Cougars, Garfield.
Kendall's got to get on track. She was 0 for 5.
She's their missing link.
Five wide open looking shots.
Yep, she's their missing link so far this year. Just rushing her shot a little bit sometimes, and other times I think just too flat. Mm-hmm. A little more arc on it.
We thought she was going to break out of it that one game where she had a couple threes.
Yeah. Left corner, Baffert for three.
She
hits another one.
She can shoot.
Got to stay on her. She's got 8 points. Makes it a 14-12 Warrior lead. 80, mid-range jumper, way short on that one. Baffert with the rebound. Baffert throws way ahead to Garfield. And good pass from Garfield as she's falling backwards to Mulhern, who draws a foul on Maya. No? What'd they call?
Just
travel. He called a travel first.
Yeah.
Okay. The whistle didn't blow when she traveled, so we didn't think that was the call. Eliza with it, works right. Gives it to 80. Back to Eliza in the right corner. Looking to the cutter. Nothing there. Maya on top. Swings it. Deep two. Ooh. Missed by McMullen.
That's the rebound. No legs today.
Yeah, Mulhern with the rebound. I think you might be right there, Ron. That's what it looks like, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Afternoon game.
Yeah, played an evening game yesterday. Or late afternoon yesterday. Garfield. Down in the corner, Baffert for another three. Misses this. Oh, hit it. I spoke too soon. I thought she was long. My goodness.
Three, nine.
She likes the corner, I think. McMullen at the other end trying to return it.
There it does.
Alyssa hits a three going the other way, and it's 17-15 Warriors. Baffert with 11. and drill that left corner three. And that's the end of the first quarter. We got a good one here, folks. Warriors up 17-15 after one. This is KLYC McMinnville. Amity Warrior basketball. Start of the second quarter here from Salem Academy High School, the Crusader Tournament, day two. Amity Warrior girls leading Country Christian Cougars, 17-15. Country Christian, one of the top teams in 1A. And Amity, one of the top teams in 3A. Usually the difference is depth, as much as anything. A lot of times the 1A schools just won't be even five deep. They'll have to hide somebody kind of like the right fielder in small baseball, right?
And hope the ball doesn't come to
you. Yeah, exactly. Zubert on top, starting the second quarter, gets it of Baffert, who pops way out for it. Baffert,
this is
back
what,
to Zubert,
this is what
looks at the three. 1-3-1 zone now, Ron.
Just stay on that because yep. Baffert shouldn't get any open looks.
Baffert out on top with it. Swings it to Zubert. Left angle. Stepping. Oh, my goodness. You can't commit that foul. I think she was thrown off. That was Craven who stepped into a deep two. And she took like a full step towards the basket. Eliza was closing out. I don't think she knew the girl was going to step into her like that. That's a throwback to 20 years ago, stepping into your shot, right?
Yeah.
Craven misses the first one. One more. I mean, she was just inside the three, and she took like a 2-foot step towards the basket as she shot. Misses both free throws, rebound to McMullen. So no harm done there. A little lesson learned. First foul at Eliza. Eliza drives, kicks to 80, back to Eliza in the corner on this right side. Looking inside, get it to Grove. Grove, the little left-hand hook, won't stay, and 80 with the rebound. Turns, shoots, misses that one. Rebound, Harzma, knocked out of bounds by Baffert. 7:18 remaining in the first half. 17-15 Warriors still. 10 turnovers for Country Christian in the first quarter. Only one for the Warriors. When they got a shot, they shot a high percentage.
There it is.
Grove steps through with the left hand, lays it up and in. She got Baffert going to the right and then crossed over, went back to her left. Grove with her first basket. It's 19-15. They trap here at half court. Baffert, top of the key, bounce pass down low, knocked away, harassed down there, and knocked away by Eliza. Eliza with it now. McMullen pulled that loose ball down. Eliza with a three going the other way. No good. And the rebound is Zubert. Zubert going back quickly the other way. Puts the brakes on 80 right up on her. Gets it to Baffert. Baffert throws long to Craven. Wants to drive left. Nothing there. They double her. She gets it back out to Baffert. Baffert on the left wing. Wants to drive. Throws, a terrible shot and gets bailed out. Are they going to call that on Sarah Lynn or on 80?
Well, nice is around it.
It's on Sarah Lynn, I think.
No.
Nope. Eliza.
That's
okay, I thought it was 80. Yeah, she gets her second. Just a bailout there. You got to keep your hands out of the cookie jar, girls. Baffert not fast on the drive. Kind of lead-footed, and we still let her get in a little, almost to the lane, and throw up this off-balance garbage, and because your hands are slapping all over the place, you get called for a foul. You got to be more disciplined. Baffert misses the first. She got one more coming. Surprised she misses free throws. She looks like a pretty good shooter. Yeah. Misses both of them, and Grove with the rebound inside. Grove pushes ahead to Harzman on the left wing at the three-point line. Hesitation, drive. Leaves it for Kylie in the left corner. Back to Maya. Kylie looking for a cutter. Grove pops out, fakes the three, drives, pulls up from 10. Little strong. Ball tipped out of bounds by Craven. Warriors ball on the baseline. That's a great move by Sarah Lynn. Like to see her bank that little shot there. I'll talk to her about that one later. We've talked about bank shots before. Grove hands to Harzma, needs to get out of the key and didn't.
Nah.
Sarah Lynn's just standing in there, and the official saw the same thing I did. She could think, caught the inbound with her feet in the lane, waited for Maya to go through, handed it off to her, and then Sarah only took one step but didn't get out of the key. Got to be aware of where you are on the floor. Now they've got Baffert handling the ball. Throws long up to Craven. Craven, one dribble back to Baffert on the left angle. Inside, Garfield hooks it up, misses. Kylie with a rebound. Good box out there. Alyssa pushes ahead, gets it back. Oh, should have been ready to shoot that. Maya with it on the right angle. The three-point line works to the right, back to the left. Gets a little screen from 80, gets in deep, all the way in with the left hand, and gets it to drop. Wasn't sure that one was going to stay down for her. Harzma with her first basket, 21-15 Warriors. There's a long pass ahead by Baffert. Can't handle the pressure, throws it high over Garfield's head, and out of bounds run. And what I see is Baffert looking a little tired.
She's
starting to kind of pull on her shorts a little bit.
They almost cannot take her out, though.
Oh, no. They have nothing if she's not in there, right? Back door, McMullen.
Oh,
nice step through, lays it up with the left hand, missed it, tipped it, can't come down with it. Weisenberg, that was a kind of a little slow motion give and go, but it worked. Got a good shot, just couldn't finish it. They get it ahead. Weisenberg in the corner, Garfield, back to Weisenberg, starts to drive. Eliza cutting her off, over to Baffert on the right angle, extended. Go inside. Garfield backs down, knocked away by Harzma, saved by Craven. Out to Weisenberg, knocked away by 80, and battling over there, it's going to go off of 80 and out of bounds. Good hustle by 80 Nisley. Cougars bring Subert back into the game for Craven, so they get another guard in the game to handle some of this pressure. Weisenberg with it. Goes inside to Baffert. Nice little turn down there. Misses it. Harzma battling. The shortest girl out there comes down with the rebound. Push ahead to Nisley. Over to McMullen. Misses that three badly. Just barely grazed the rim on it. And Baffert with the rebound. She throws long ahead. No chance there. That's desperation. That is, I'm tired of dealing with the pressure. I just want to get the ball up the floor quickly and not have to fight against this trap. 4.5 minutes to go, second quarter, 21-15 Warriors. Harzma, high post. They go try to go back door. It's forced that one, trying to find 80, and it was picked off. We've got a timeout taken by Country Christian. It's 21-15 with 4:21 left to go in the first half. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll stay here. So, Ron, quick analysis of the second quarter so far. I mean, we went to the 1-3-1 and started trapping a little bit. What have you seen? Put Ron on the spot.
We've taken some ill-advised shots, and we're not exactly hot. We're not shooting very well today.
No, we're not.
We've
hit 1-3 so far.
1-for-8 from
three-point range.
And Alyssa's usually more reliable than that.
And we've tried a lot of ill-advised passes, too, I think, trying to get cutters going to the basket.
Yeah.
I feel like we're forcing things on the offensive end a little bit. Defensively, the trap is working, though.
You can't sit back on a 2-3 on them. No.
So we're 3 minutes and 40 seconds into the second quarter, and Country Christian has not scored yet this quarter. But we've only scored 4. Out on top, Subert on against this 1-3-1. They go down low to Garfield. Garfield doesn't want to do anything. Finally shoots, misses. Ball loose inside. Kylie with it ahead to 80. 80 drives and
she
lost
it. Bumped. A major bump. She was trying to, anyway.
I don't know what,
looked like she was trying to get set up for some sort of a
up and under or something,
crossover,
Warriors turn it over. There's a long pass ahead and saved out of bounds by the Cougars. Garfield. That's about the third one of those they've had now where they've thrown it too long against the press. Just, they don't want to get trapped anymore. Trap is wearing them out. Under 4 minutes to go now in the first half. Warriors still up 6. High post, Grove fumbles it, gets it back, hands it to Harzma, turns back to Grove, the 3-point line on the angle.
Bad
trying
pass.
To feed it to 80 down by her knees. Not a bounce pass either, just threw a bullet at her knees. That's hard to handle. Baffert loses
That's
it.
Off her leg.
Off her own leg and out of bounds. Good call, Ron. Coach was lobbying for something else. And
she's not going to drive. I don't know.
80 Nisley running the point now. Kicks it in the corner to Alyssa. Alyssa back to 80 on the right angle. Alyssa in the corner. Maya to the foul line. Gets inside about 10 feet. Misses that one. Sarah Lynn up and under. Misses it. Baffert causing a little problem underneath there with her size. Baffert throws ahead to Weisenberg, drives underneath, misses, ball loose, and ripped out of there by McMullen. McMullen pushes hard up the right side, now ahead to 80. 80 steps for a three, misses everything
goodness.
On that one. Ball's loose and jump ball. Wow, that was ugly. That, I mean, she had time too. She set her feet, gathered herself, and then just way too much power from the right angle.
They're trying too hard.
Harzma.
Nobody's
in the corner.
They won't even want to shoot anymore. It missed so bad.
Yep. 80 with the drive.
Checked.
Yep. I think Craven might have got a piece of that one. And she had a wide open three, didn't want to take it.
Yeah.
Baffert out on top. Throws it right side in the corner to Weisenberg. Back to Baffert on the angle. Cross court. Subert misses the little elbow jumper, and Grove with the rebound to Harzma. Warriors defense is excellent. Their offense stinks right now, put it mildly.
Well, we haven't had very few.
Kylie, 18-footer, oh. No good. Another missed shot for the Warriors. Can't throw it in the ocean right now. Pass ahead to Subert. Left-hand pass over to Weisenberg. Pulls up, little runner, and hits it from about 7 or 8 feet on the right side.
First basket of the night.
First basket of the quarter, right.
6 minutes.
Jed wants a 30-second timeout. I don't even know what you say. Like, your defense has been excellent. You've given up 2 points in about 6 minutes of action here in the second quarter, but you just can't make a shot. And it leads to not taking good shots.
But no transition baskets. They're getting back.
In the second quarter.
They have hustled back and put just a hand up on several of our transition attempts. Who took that timeout? We did?
We did. 30-second timeout taken by Jed. Warriors will have the ball up 4, 21-17.
Can't come in.
Kylie was going to come in. Interesting early substitution for Kylie Wilson.
Well, she played good yesterday.
She didn't? Yeah, she didn't hurt him coming off the bench, so you earn yourself a few earlier minutes, right? In a close game. She needs these minutes. Warriors with the ball, 80, fakes at 17, kicks to Alyssa from 18 on the right angle, or the right corner, misses it. Baffert with another rebound. Baffert to Subert. Subert crosses over, loses it.
Oh.
They call her on a trip on that? Wow, I didn't see that, Ron. I guess toes must have connected. 80 out, Kylie in. So now the Warriors are big.
Jets.
Only two guards.
Jets. Yeah.
You got to finish those thoughts.
He knows.
Long inbound pass knocked away by Kylie. You got to catch that, Kylie Wilson. Or not Wilson, but
you got two
Kendall.
Kylies, you know.
Yeah, I know. That messes me up. At the foul line. Subert now out on top. Baffert for a 22-footer. No good.
Oh, my.
Garfield came in from the weak side on that right side and just took it out of the air and laid it up and in. No box out. 21-19 game. Right, left corner three. Sarah Lynn hits it.
There we go. There it is.
Sarah Lynn Grove took her time, eyed it, and bought it. Subert swings it to Garfield. Right angle extended. Tipped by McMullen. McMullen battling. Harzma comes out of there with it and blows past everybody for the left-hand lay-in at the other end.
There we go.
She is so quick with the ball.
Transition baskets.
They were still trying to figure out who had the ball. Yeah. She had taken two dribbles and was way past them.
Comes
Subert. Sarah Lynn almost gets the foul. Garfield drives, traveled. Got away with it. Back out on top to Baffert. A little chaotic for them. Off the hands of Mulhern and out of bounds. Coming back in, Weisenberg. She's going to get Craven out. So the lineup's a little less Craven now. Somebody might consider that a little punny, Ron. I don't know. All right. McMullen brings it up. 45 seconds to go here in the first half. 26-19 Warriors. Grove up on top with it. Swings it to Harzma on the right angle. Harzma starts to drive. Subert cuts it off.
On,
Kylie Kendall from the foul line banks it in.
She didn't call it, but
she'll shoot those occasionally. Her first basket of the game. 28-19 Warriors. Putting the pressure on. Baffert down low.
Didn't get back on
the basket. Good by Mulhern, and she's fouled.
Didn't get back.
Poor transition defense there by the Warriors.
Kylie.
Had the pressure up on top, didn't rotate down below. Got to see what's happening.
Well, she's usually in the middle in that 1-3-1, and she's got her playing at a wing.
Mulhern trying to get the three-point play. No. Long rebound. McMullen chases it down in the corner.
They call the foul on Grove.
Well, I didn't see that.
No.
Huh. Her second. Right corner, Kendall, looking for the cutter. Harzma kicks it out to McMullen. comes to 18, misses that jumper. Wilson inside with the rebound and traveled. Boy, if she did travel, it was because she got hacked across the arm. Good rebound by Kylie in traffic. 3 seconds. Staff Baffert throws a bullet off the backboard from half court. And after two, the Warriors extend their two-point lead to 7, 28-21 over Country Christian in this girls' varsity matchup. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Halftime here, Warrior girls leading the Country Christian Cougars by a score of 28-21 in this second round of the Crusader Classic action here. The Warriors were led in that first half by 89 Isley and Maya Harsman with 6 points each. Grove and McMullen had 5. And Eliza Isley with 4. Kylie Kendall with 2. For Country Christian, it's really Annie Baffert. She's got 11 points. Mulhern has 4. And that's the bulk of their scoring right there. Warriors were up 2, 17-15 after 1. Lead by 7, 28-21 at halftime, Ron. But it feels like a disappointing 7-point lead.
Yeah, just an afternoon sloppy game. I don't know.
You see it at State a lot. Especially if you lose your first round game and in the evening you have to turn around and play like at 8 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. It's brutal, right? Very rarely do teams come out and shoot the ball well. It's kind of what it looks like here today. I mean, so
We've not seen the girls shoot like this. 12 for 35.
So and about 34% from the field, 35%. Not good shooting at all.
And two for 13 from
3-point range.
Actually, 12.
2 for 12. McMullen has 1. Grove has 1. But Alyssa, not shooting normally for her. And they haven't been long or short. They've been left or right. You know, and that's a sign that you're tired and you're getting a little sloppy in your form when you start pushing the ball to the right or the left. Mm-hmm. Your form isn't where it should be, and that's usually a fatigue thing. It's not just tired legs. It's more mentally tired, and you just don't stay focused on your shot form and stay disciplined. The best-looking shot we saw in that whole first half was Baffert on their end. Sarah Lynn with that 3 from the left angle late in the second quarter. It was good to see her hit a 3. What we're missing is Kylie Kendall's outside shooting. If Kendall can get her outside shot going at some point during this season and Sarah Lynn can hit those open shots, this team is going to be really tough to beat at the state level because we haven't had that. We have not had consistent outside shooting in very many games. We had it yesterday. We hit some threes. But most games we've been pretty bad from 3-point range.
The Nicelys could shoot threes. They just, got to slow down to do it, but they've made more threes and they're over today too, so.
Well, both of them had spot up threes where they weren't even close. They just, you know, I think 80 sent one about a foot past the rim and Eliza was way off on hers. It's just, they just haven't looked comfortable, and it's not just to single them out. Alyssa hasn't shot well. Maya took a 3. It wasn't close. Kylie's taken a couple threes that weren't close. An outside shooting struggle right now, but they're getting good shots.
Mm-hmm.
And defensively, outside of giving Baffert those early corner threes where she hit a couple of those, 3 of those early in the game, I think, other than that, really, we haven't been hurt too much by anything they've done. They got a couple of sloppy baskets where we, you know, didn't box out or something, but for the most part, we've been able to, once we went to that 1-3-1, they've had a hard time getting into their offense.
And we haven't had a lot of, we've had 5 turnovers, but they've had 18.
They've had as many turnovers as they've had shots in this game.
But our bad shooting is bad as a turnover.
From the free throw line, Country Christian 0 for 5. And the Warriors are 4 for 6. So that's a pretty significant advantage in this 7-point game for the Warriors. All right, we're going to take one more quick break and be back with the start of the third quarter from Salem Academy High School. This is KLYC McMinnville, home of Warrior Sports. Welcome back, Warriors fans, wherever you are tonight. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber from Salem Academy High School, where your Warriors your Warriors are leading the Country Christian Cougars by a score of 28-21. Warriors have their 5 on the floor, so they're going to give 80 a little break here. I wonder what's going on there.
I don't know.
She's sitting on the bench with her, I bet she's sick.
Yeah.
Look how she's sitting with her arms crossed across her stomach. I wonder if she's got what Maya had yesterday.
Wasn't Eliza sick last week? And
yeah, but I don't think it was with stomach stuff. Warriors on defense. McMullen starting in the place of 80, Nisley. They go to the right side to Garfield. Garfield down low. Mulhern turns, blocked by Grove from behind. Garfield has it, loses it, and then dribbles it out of bounds. Good defense by Sarah Grove.
That was a nice check.
It was. She didn't swat
go down.
It. Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. Eliza with it. Kylie Kendall on the left wing. Looking inside. Nothing there. Finds McMullen at the foul line. Rattles won't stay down. Grove with the rebound out to
Kylie wide open.
Kylie misses the long two and off of the hands of Baffert and out of bounds. Warriors missed two wide open shots to start this quarter. And I mean wide open. Nobody within two steps of them. And nobody closing out. Grove traveled, got away with it. Baseline, misses the jumper. Harzma rebounds that one off her face and then loses it out of bounds. Hit her. She's smiling as she heads back down. That rebound, she misjudged it. It hit her in the face. She got the rebound and then lost her balance and lost the ball out of bounds. They throw ahead and out of bounds off the hands of Garfield. Good trap there by the Warriors. Eliza nicely putting most of that pressure on, forcing a high pass. Garfield couldn't come down with it.
Two turnovers, no, not even a shot attempt.
McMullen, right corner, on top to Nisley. Swings it to Kendall, left angle. Harzma looks inside, nothing there. Finds McMullen popping out on the right angle. Down in the corner to Nisley. Looks inside, finds Grove. Grove, back out, Kendall. Foul line, short. My goodness, folks. Harzma battling, can't get it. We're going to have a jump ball.
It's ours.
Alternating possession goes to the Warriors. Well, we're 0 for 3 this quarter, right, Ron? At least. Go in the corner to Grove, out to Nisley, swings it to Kendall, top of the key, inside to Grove. Grove battling.
Step through.
Step through with the left hand, blocked by Baffert out of bounds. She did. Change that pivot foot on that turn.
Who will even take a three?
Right here, McMullen, left corner three, short, missed everything, goodness. And the ball should be Warriors. Oh, they're going to give it to Country Christian. I thought that went off of Craven and out of bounds. All right, Warriors back on defense here. Baffert throws it ahead. Mulhern turns, fires down across, gets it in the hands of Craven, doesn't want to shoot. Back out to Baffert, high pass. Eliza with the steal, ahead to McMullen. McMullen one-on-one with Baffert. Stops, waits, turns, traveled.
Oh, my goodness.
Or double dribbled, they said. She had a good little move there, though. Kind of spun towards Baffert and then back away from her towards the baseline. Craven on the left wing. Picks up her dribble. Back out to Subert. Subert.
Turn.
Inside Mulhern. They double her, and she throws it away.
We typed it.
Oh, okay. There's a little miscommunication there between the officials. They tried to figure out whose ball it was. Cougars to inbound. Left side of the key along the baseline, about 5 feet out. Lob into Garfield. Turns right hand. Misses that one. And Sarah Lynn Grove has it. Oof. Recovers. Gets it to Eliza, who gets fouled by Baffert. No call. Eliza to McMullen. Can't handle the pass out of bounds off her hands on the baseline. And Baffert just mugged Eliza. No call.
I don't know. She got her arms, everything.
Mulhern out and Weisenberg in. I think that's a principle in physics, the Weisenberg principle. Oh. There's a bad throw by Baffert.
Oh.
And another bad pass by the Warriors as they get it off of the hands of McMullen and out of bounds. Harzma had the steal, passed it ahead to Kendall, who tried to feed McMullen, who kind of gave up on the play, it looked like. And the pass went off her hands and out of bounds. There's a long pass ahead. Down low, Craven, cut off by Grove. Out on top, Baffert for three. Short. Ball out of bounds to the Warriors. So neither team can score. We're 2 minutes and 40 seconds into the quarter. Baffert just airballed that one. So everybody looks tired now, Ron. Nobody can shoot suddenly. Grove at the elbow on the right side, hands off. Harzma lost it. Wow. Some sloppy basketball out there right now, Ron. Neither one of these teams look like top 10 teams.
Jed is just...
I don't know, what can you do? I mean, they're just out of rhythm, out of sync, right? Baffert throws to the middle. Weisenberg throws ahead. Craven. Eliza right up on her. They lob inside, knocked away, stolen by Harzma, rips it out of there, throws ahead to Eliza, got way out in front anticipating the steal. Took Harzma a little while. Eliza just had to kind of wait and wait, and finally they got her the ball. 30-21 Warriors. Baffert traveled, no call. Weisenberg's tip, it's knocked away, and there's going to be a reach-in foul, the third on Eliza.
We'll see if 80 comes back.
It's pretty sloppy. 80 does not look like she's coming back. She's still planted firmly on the bench. Jed pleading his case with the official over there. Mulhern back in, Weisenberg out.
Officiating sometimes is equal to the play. I'm sorry.
It gets sloppy along with the play. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah. It gets hard to call when it gets sloppy.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to call every little ticky-tack thing when the girls haven't earned it. Like, that should not be called. Baffert completely off balance.
Two-step.
Just throwing the ball at the rim, stumbling on her own, not because she was fouled, and ends up getting the foul called. Not a good call at all. And that's going to be
Eliza's
third. I thought she had her.
Who got that other one?
I don't know. Baffert hits the first.
Who's coming out?
So AD is coming back into the game. See if she's feeling better after halftime there. Kendall out. So they've got their small, quick lineup in now with Grove, the only big in the game.
Oh, that's four. Eliza just went up on four.
They got to get her out of the game. AD with the rebound after the miss by Baffert. McMullen back to AD. Thinks about the three. It's not there. They skip it over to Eliza on the left wing. Inside Grove. Grove back out. Harzma, three at the top of the key. No good. Long rebound. 80 to Eliza. Shovels it to Grove. Lays it up. Misses it. Oh, right at the front of the rim. Baffert throws ahead. Tipped. Ends up in Mulhern's hands. She misses a shot. Grove with the rebound to Eliza. Eliza wanted to get ahead to McMullen. Now slows it down. They're going to get Kylie right back in for Eliza here. Hopefully Eliza doesn't get an offensive foul first. Swings it over to McMullen on the right wing in the corner to Harzma. Harzma finds 80 popping out. Traveled, got away with it. Grove inside. No foul called there. Warriors get it back after the miss. McMullen misses the wide open 18-footer from the left angle. Warriors just can't hit the broadside of a barn, folks. Baffert throws it ahead. Craven pulls up, misses the jumper. Garfield with the rebound, put back, misses, and Eliza with the rebound, throws it ahead to 80. 80 pushes hard. They might have numbers, gets it over to McMullen, short jumper, hits it from about 8 feet. What a pass by 80. If I were Jed, I would take a timeout and get Eliza out of the game, Ron.
Here we go, finally.
Boy, that was risky because she was aggressively trapping there with four fouls. That's an awareness thing that she needs to have better on her own. She needs to know how many fouls she has. And realize that, hey, if I've got four, I can't be trapping and flailing at the ball. It'll get me into trouble.
Jet could have taken time out. We had the ball a couple times.
Yeah. Well, we've got a full timeout right now. 32-22 Warriors, third quarter action. We'll be right back on KLYC. Leffen Enterprises is locally owned and operated by distinguished members of the Amity alumni and are proud sponsors of the Amity Athletic Program and School District.
Jed McMullen Electric would like to thank the Amity community for all their support over the past 10 years. As Amity alumni, Jed and Kim are proud to support all Warrior athletics and activities. McMullen Electric, your hometown electrical contractor. Call 503-435-9487 for all your electrical needs. DNA Physical Therapy and Athletics is located at 516 South Trade Street in Amity. At DNA, our doctor of physical therapy has extensive experience training and treating athletes. We never use aids or assistants, so you will spend your appointment one-on-one with your PT. If you need to work on your game or have an injury you need to work through, call DNA at 971-708-6113 and let them unleash your dynamic, natural athlete.
Third quarter action, 3:06 remaining. 32-22 Warriors have extended their lead on a 4-1 run here in 5 minutes of action. The shooting is abysmal by both teams. Both look like they're a little sick out there. Their shooting is tough. Mulhern misses, blocked from behind, I think, by 80. Chased down by Kendall. Kendall looks way ahead. 80 with the catch. Can't get it. Knocked out by Baffert.
Oh,
Wow, what an aggressive pass by Kylie. She's picking up on their tendencies, isn't she? Warriors inbound right side of the key along the lane. Harzma goes in the corner to Grove. Bobbles it, lost it.
Oh.
Took her eye off it. Weisenberg with the steal. Baffert. Weisenberg knocks it away from her teammate. Baffert up the side. Throws ahead. Harzma tips it. Grove with the steal. Grove pushes ahead. McMullen in the corner. Kylie dumps it down to Sarah Lynn. Turns,
oh,
fakes with the left hand. Up, foul, and scores! What a move by Sarah Lynn Grove! Oh my goodness, she faked with the right hand, got her to bite on it, stepped back through with the left, drew the foul across the face, I think. And she's a little shaken up. I don't know if she got hit in the face or the throat or something. On the shoulder. Ooh, that's not a good sign. Got hit on that shoulder, on the right shoulder, she was going up with the left hand. So, she's got one free throw to shoot, but right now, she may be coming out of the game. They're going to go get some ice, I think.
Did she get an elbow on there or something?
I think she might have come down on that shoulder, the other girl's arm. Shoulders are funky joints. You can get them hurt on the slightest thing sometimes.
She'll be all right.
So I think she just got hit on that trap then.
Yeah, it's not the joint area.
Yeah.
She's feeling right.
It's on the muscle. That's good. It's when you grab the top of that on that joint that you worry, right? It's like, ooh. So, Sarah Lynn gonna go to the line. We'll see how it looks here real quick, won't we? Cause she's got a free throw to shoot. Grove has 7 in the game. What a move though, Ron. Great. Pump fake on the right hand, went back to the left. Misses the free throw. Baffert with the rebound. Of course, Sarah Lynn missed her first two today also, so. They trap just across half court, get it to Subert. Subert works left. The foul line. Mulhern misses everything except the backboard. Weisenberg had it stolen by Harzma. Harzma pushes hard up the right side, looking for somebody to run with her. It's just black jerseys. Puts the brakes on. Back out to Grove. Steps back for three. Short.
Oh,
it's off in the hands of Subert and out of bounds. They're going to get Sarah Lynn out. Kylie Wilson into the game. Garfield in for Weisenberg and Craven into the game as well. Corner three misses that one from 80, rebound Garfield. They throw long ahead, and Harzma playing back, knocks it away. It's going to be Country Christian ball with 2:02 left to go third quarter. It's 34-22 right now. Warriors defense has been smothering in the second, well, really since the first quarter.
Oh,
Garfield inside misses that one. Again, good defense by Kylie Wilson in there.
Yeah.
Kendall with the rebound ahead to Harzma. Puts the brakes on top to Kendall. Back to Harzma. Fakes the three. But there's nobody to fake there.
No, she just...
They're not even guarding her.
They're faking herself to,
yeah,
whether to take it or not. There's
McMullen takes the mid-range, misses that.
Round one.
McMullen just can't find her rhythm shooting today. She's made, what, 3 shots, I think?
Yeah.
2 shots, a 3 and a 2. Baffert loses it, should have traveled. Instead, it'll be Warriors ball off of Baffert and out of bounds. A little out of control there. She is not smooth when she puts the ball on the floor. She's a truck. And you just have to hold your ground and let her do her thing. Because when you try to slide in front of her, you just end up fouling her. She's so big and strong, but not that quick. Kendall at the foul line, kicks it out. 80 fakes, gets to the elbow, swings it over to Kylie Wilson, who loses it. Yeah, that wasn't a good pass by 80. Kylie wasn't expecting it, and it was a little high. Baffert, a trapper, she crosses the line. Subert with it now. Swings left corner. Craven does not want to go left on that baseline, does she? They jump on that right hand, and she comes back to them, even though the left is open. Baffert, they double. Out to Garfield on the right wing. She'll drive baseline. Harzma fouls her. Well, they have 1 point this quarter. Garfield will go to the line to shoot 2.
One thing you watch with Kylie Wilson, she plays good position defense and is not afraid to get her body on body in the inside area.
Garfield hits the first one. One more coming for Garfield, junior forward. They only have one senior out there, and that's Baffert. Garfield hits a pair. Warriors up 34-24. 50 seconds and counting to go here in the fourth quarter. Harzma swings it to McMullen in the left corner to Kendall looking inside now, hits 80 popping out. They swing it right side. Looking inside, Harzman, nothing there. Out to Kendall. Over to 80 on the left angle. Down low, Wilson steps through, misses that one. Falls loose inside, and Baffert comes out of there with it with 25 seconds. Throws ahead. They hook a pass to Craven. Left-hand lay-in is good. A good break right there. Craven's first two of the game, and it's down to 8 with 12 seconds to go. Grove will check in to start the fourth quarter. 80 works left. Kendall, left corner, 3. Hits it! That's what we needed to see. Oh, we've needed that. Kendall hits a 3. Under a second, Baffert throws it over the backboard, and the Warriors finish up the third quarter up 37-26 as Kylie Kendall buries her first three-pointer of the tournament. This is KLYC McMinnville. We will be right back. Jeff Clark and Ron Huber from Salem Academy High School as we're getting ready to start the fourth quarter. The Warriors lead the Cougars of Country Christian 37-26. The Warriors have not played close to what they're capable of, and they made a third of their open shots, Ron. Because you take away the made lay-ins, and we're shooting about maybe 15% from the field in this game.
And these guys, they've got 8 turnovers in that quarter, so they're up to 26 right now.
I think they're going to get 30. 8 minutes on the clock. Warriors with an 11-point lead. Kylie Kendall with a huge 3 to end the third quarter. She's got 5 in the game now, and that was a big 3. Took the momentum and swung it right back in the favor of the Warriors. Craven, they trap her. I like that trap. They dump it high post to Baffert. She throws it. It is knocked away, and 80 takes a hip check from Subert, trying to get to that ball. No call. It's out of bounds to the Cougars. Subert will inbound down the right side here. Tries to lob it. 80 with the steal. 80 takes off and goes in with the left hand, and they'll get the late call. How does the trail official call that? The guy right next to it misses that, Ron.
How can he?
Got hammered. Jeez.
You can see that collision coming from, I mean, the girl's taking a run at a terrible angle.
Where's the anticipation that we talk about in officials? 80 will go to the line to shoot two. Yeah, that was pretty bad. The trail official got it at least.
Now, Eliza has 4 fouls, but she doesn't look like she wants to come. I don't know. Here she comes.
Yeah. So much for that, Ron.
Nice touch.
80 bounces that one around 3 times on the rim and gets it to drop. Her first point in the second half. Of course, she didn't start the third quarter. She was on the bench for several minutes. Looked like she wasn't feeling well. Still might not be feeling great, but she's battling through it, whatever it is. One more free throw for the freshman. Short. Grove with the rebound. Kicks it back out to Harzman, to Grove in the left angle. On top, 80 goes through her hand. She chases it down. To Harzma. Harzma to Grove at the top of the key. Fakes, goes to 80 on the left corner. McMullen, 17-footer straight on, buries it. There we go.
She's long overdue.
Somehow she has 9 points in this game.
Oh, double dribble.
Got away with it. Goodness. Baffert throws it. Garfield underneath scores. Wow, right in front of the official. How did he miss that?
He's the same guy who missed the foul on the lay-in.
Timeout taken by Country Christian. Looks like it's going to be a full timeout. We'll take a break also while Ron and I
commiserate
about some really, really poor officiating. We'll be right back on KLYC. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Warriors ball up 12, 40-28, 7:08 remaining in this one against Country Christian, one of the better 1A programs in the state. Warriors with a McMullen in the right corner. It's Grove. Grove drives, kicks to Harzma. Harzma wants to drive. She is fouled, blocking foul on Mulhern. That's their 4th team foul. Warriors only have 2 this half. Harzma lobs to Grove. Oh, alley-oops, misses it. Gets it back. Bounce pass to Harzma. She'll back it out. Reset to
they're going
to
get that
Eliza.
Play.
They are. Nisely on top. Swings to Grove on the left wing. 80 on the bench. Eliza in the game. Harzma drives. Not sure what she was doing, but it was taken away by Subert. Gets it to Baffert. Baffert.
There it is.
Knocked away by Wilson. It's on the floor. Jump ball. Wilson had that but didn't catch it. She was in the right spot.
She's in the right place a lot of times. You watch her.
She just has to relax.
Yeah. Well,
the hands don't work well when
really
you're, when you're tense.
Her most, amount of varsity time right here.
And in a game that's still not over. Wilson makes a nice move, gets it blocked out of bounds by Baffert, but they're going to her too. That's what I like. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're treating her just like she's any other varsity player. You run the offense. If she's open, you give her the ball. It's a good move. She just has to learn to deal with 5'10", 5'11 posts. Out on top, 80, or Eliza drives.
She's fouled.
And they'll call it a little late, but they get it. She'll get two shots, little running hook shot down that right side. It's going to be Baffert's second, 15 foul on the Cougars. So Eliza to the line with a 12-point Warrior lead. She'll have two free throws. Bounces the first one around, but it comes out. It's her first free throw attempt of the night. One more coming. Boys play at 7:30 tonight against Rogue Valley Adventist Academy. Misses them both. Got to do better at the foul line than that, girls. Subert throws ahead. Harzma with the steal. Harzma composes herself, takes it in strong, and fouled by Baffert. Good job. She is so fearless. I think big kids don't actually think she's coming into them, and she just attacks. Mm-hmm. She never backs down. Takes it right into your chest, your shoulder, whatever's available. Not afraid of contact at all.
Her DNA would tell you that's what she's going to do. I watched her dad and her mom play.
She misses the first free throw. The Warriors have given up 3 points here that they could have had at the foul line. Now four. Oh, missed four in a row. Turton, still 12-point game. Long pass ahead. Subert chucks it. Cross court, short jumper, good for number 11, Weisenberg. She's got four, and it's a 10-point game. Warriors leaving points on that charity stripe. In the corner, Grove hits McMullen popping out. And a lot of fumbled passes today, Ron, more than normal. Hands just are a little clumsy. Ball knocked away by Garfield, stolen from Grove. Baffert up the middle of the floor, knocked away, gets it back. And a touch foul. Oh, my goodness. They called that a foul. I didn't even see anybody make contact. It didn't affect the play at all. They're going to call it on
Kylie Wilson.
I really didn't see that.
No.
In the corner, Grove knocks it away. Baffert gets it back. Blocked by Wilson. Baffert gets it back again. Blocked by Grove. Get it over to Harzma. Harzma pushes hard up the right side. Jumps into Garfield and scores right there.
Nice play. Yeah.
A tough shot. Garfield 4 inches taller. Oh, and they're going to get Eliza for her fifth.
That's a dumb foul.
You have to know how many fouls you have, Ron.
That was not a smart foul.
No. She was gambling, tried to dive in on a dribble, and that's her fifth.
Well, fourth. They put up four. It was four last time.
Yeah.
She thinks she's got five.
Yeah, she's coming back like what?
Well,
I'm confused. Everybody's confused, including Eliza. Okay, so it's only four on Eliza. That was a great play then. Grove knocks it away. They get it back and then lose it on the dribble. It's Weisenberg, can't control it. But Grove started that with a little chaos by tipping the pass. 42-30 Warriors, 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Eliza, now we know she has four fouls. Harzma, mid-range, buries it from 18 feet. Nobody coming out on her because she doesn't usually shoot. She's got 10 in the game. They work up left. Subert throws high, pulled down by Craven in the left corner. Craven back out to Subert. Subert swings it on top. Weisenberg way out on top. Back to Subert. Puts up a 24-footer short. Gets it back. Puts up a mid-range. Misses that. Weisenberg with it. Tipped loose and jump ball. Wilson got her hand on it there with Subert. Alternating possession will go back to the Cougars. Baffert got a little break. Now she's back in the game. They're going to inbound along the left side of the key on the baseline. Right corner, Baffert steps back for three, hits it. My goodness, she can shoot. She might have the best corner three we've seen all year. Loves that spot, cuts it to 11. Grove, right angle. Hits McMullen, 15-footer, buries it.
Feeling it now.
I'll give her a 17-footer on that. Alyssa, she's hit her last couple. Long pass ahead off of Craven's hands and out of bounds. 13-point Warrior lead, 4 minutes to go. And back into the game, 80, and she'll get Kylie Wilson out. Nice job by Kylie, and she gets a round of applause from the fans who are knowledgeable about what she just contributed on the floor.
Oh, my.
They go in the corner.
Great defense on the big
goal. 80. Looking for somebody to pop out, and Baffert gets the steal. And then a reach-in foul on Sarah Lynn, I think. Be her third?
Yeah.
Not bad. She stayed out of foul trouble today. And she's been very effective around the basket, blocking shots, rebounding, denying. They throw ahead. Craven tries to go cross court. 80 had the passing lane taken away, and the ball sails out of bounds. That was Garfield actually throwing that over Craven's head. Warriors with it, 3:40 to go. Comfortable 13-point lead. Should be able to extend that here in the next couple of minutes. Harzma to McMullen on the right angle. Goes to the elbow, hits 80 from 17. Somebody got a piece of that one. Saved by Eliza, but into the hands of Subert, who gets it to Baffert. She throws long ahead. McMullen with the steal and the save
nice
to Grove. Walking the tightrope along the sideline. Alyssa McMullen with an excellent play. In the corner, Eliza dumps down low to Sarah Lynn. Turns, kicks it out. McMullen, 19-footer, buries it. She's got the stroke now, Ron. She's got 12 in the game.
She has a shooter's mentality, man.
Long pass ahead, missed. And Garfield misses. Harzma with a rebound and draws the foul. Woo-hoo!
That's a freshman with that kind of mentality.
Just keep shooting.
I know.
They'll drop, because she did not shoot well in the first half of this game.
No.
At all. Really, in the first three quarters, she didn't shoot well. She was... But yeah, just that, like you said, that mentality and confidence to keep shooting when you know it's a good shot.
I don't think the coach told her to quit.
Well, somebody needed to shoot.
Yeah.
If somebody else was hot, you might say, okay, we'll get them to that, but nobody's been hot. Harzma gets the front end of the one-on-one by bouncing it around three or four times. She's 3 out of 5 from the foul line. She'll get one more now. 49-33. Under 3 minutes to go in this one. Warriors with the lead, and that one won't drop in. A little strong on both of them, really. Baffert up the right side. Squeaks by, puts the brakes on, and then throws it away. Subert chases it down, saves it, and a timeout taken. 2:43 left to go. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We will stay right here. The Warriors with a 49-33 lead. They're in the 1-1, as we just mentioned, with Maya shooting. The Warriors are being led today by Alyssa McMullen with these 8 points, I think, in the second half. She's got 13 on the game. Harzma has 11 to be the leading scorers for the Warriors. So last night it was 80 and Eliza. Tonight it's Alyssa and Maya. So it's been a family affair both nights.
If it's a transition type game, steals and whatever, it's going to be the Nisleys.
Yeah. For sure. Not a lot of size on the floor for the Warriors in this lineup. Grove at 5'8", 5'7", 5'8", is the tallest girl on the floor. Baffert, left corner three, misses that one. Great box out, but we can't get the rebound. Mulhern does, and Grove pulls it down in traffic and a jump ball.
No ball.
Warriors basketball in the alternating possession. 2.5 to go, 49-33 Warriors. It's a good box out by Eliza Nisley that time, and the ball still ended up going over her head, but she did the right thing. Fundamentally sound. Eliza backs it out, makes them come out of their zone.
I think he's going to burn a little
drives
time.
Drives all the way to the basket and scores. What was that, Ron?
He was going to burn time. I mean, that's what he was doing. That's what he
was just making them come out,
yeah,
right?
He went to four corners.
Yep. And once they came out, she could drive to the basket. Gonna have a hard time staying in front. They dump it down low to Baffert, left hand up and in. She's a nice player. Just needs more guards around her. Warriors push it ahead. 80, back out to Eliza. She'll hold. Mulhern comes out towards her. Eliza goes past her. Bounce pass to Grove.
Oh,
not a good
nice
pass. And that was a push on Garfield that she got away with. She just shoved 80 to the ground.
Eliza had a really nice pass.
It was low though.
Yeah.
The right idea. Had Grove popping out, but hit her down by the knees. We were having that problem last night with some passes. Just too low. Hard to catch that. You're making the cut and then having to reach down and catch that ball down by your knee area or lower. Baffert ahead to Garfield, back to Baffert.
Oh, she
just plows ahead, and Eliza with a steal. Just stripped her as she was going up. Out to 80. 80 lays it up and in just like that. Transition offense off the turnover. Subert back to Weisenberg. Weisenberg traveled, threw it away anyway. They have not called very many travels in this game, Ron, on either team. And there have been a lot of them. Minute 20 to go. 53-35 as the Warriors pulling away here in the fourth quarter of this one. They were up 11 coming into the quarter, up 18 now.
He's ran a little four corner.
Just a pop out.
Which?
Little bob and weave action. They just run into the lane and then pop out off a little back screen. And Grove takes it in with the left hand and misses the lay-in.
Got what they wanted.
And Grove gets the jump ball. It'll be Cougar basketball in the alternating possession.
It's really well situational things. So you get a chance to work on it. Got to do it.
Yep, they run a little high, kind of a weave up on top, and then get the cutter going back door to the basket, but Sarah wasn't able to hit the lay-in. Weisenberg for three, a little strong inside. Baffert will lay it up and in. Off the loose ball, opportunistic 2 points, cuts it down to 16 with 40 seconds to go. 80 pops out. Swings it over to McMullen. McMullen drives right, back out to Eliza. Back door. Grove blocked by Baffert. She got too deep too. She was so far under the basket, she had to bring the ball back to Baffert to shoot. There's a steal going the other way by Harzma though. Maya plays those passing lanes so well away from the ball.
Shouldn't even shoot her right here.
13 seconds. They'd like to get that back door. They've been trying it here. Just haven't been able to get it successful yet. Warriors weave it out on top, 4 seconds, 80, back to Eliza, and they'll hold it, and that's it, folks. Final score, Warriors 53 and the Cougars 37. We'll take a quick break, give you some final numbers here after these messages on KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. The girls get the win tonight over Country Christian, 53-37, so a good win for Amity. Moves them to 7-3 on the year, and Country Christian drops to 6-3. Warriors were led tonight. Very balanced scoring attack. Alyssa McMullen with 13. 8 of those in the second half on some excellent mid-range shooting. Maya Harzma with 11. 80 Nisley with 9. Eliza Nisley with 8. Sarah Lynn Grove with 7. And Kylie Kendall with 5. So excellent balance. Kylie Wilson, the only person who played and did not score for the Warriors tonight. And they will advance now, Ron. Let me look at my bracket here.
Set up for Sutherland, aren't we?
I think so. Sutherland, did they already play Jervis? They did. They won by one. So Sutherland advanced.
Or something like that.
And the Warriors advanced. So we get a rematch of a game in Amity where the Warriors won by 15 or something. Jervis will play Country at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. All right, so the boy, Baffert, by the way, had 19 for the Cougars. She was the only one that really hurt the Warriors. 4 threes and some garbage inside where she was just the right spot, right time. Boys play at 7:30 tonight. They're going to play Rogue Valley Adventist, who gave Crane, just for reference here, Ron, 1A school that gave Crane a run for their money last night. Crane ended up winning by 9 or something like that, 9 or 10 points. Crane blew out Gold Beach today.
Yeah, by
just
15
hammered
or 18,
them.
So.
Oh, it wasn't even that close though. I mean, they were up by 20 something at halftime, and then just did whatever they wanted in the second half and controlled the game. So we could not handle Gold Beach yesterday, and Crane handled them easily. And Umpqua gave Crane some fits yesterday at times. So we'll see Umpqua. We saw them yesterday, very quick. They run a high post offense, lots of cutting. It'll test the Warriors defensively. And so we'll see how that one goes. That'll be at 7:30 tonight. So
the Warriors play tomorrow,
in the auxiliary gym.
The Warrior girls play tomorrow at 3:30 here.
Yes, they do.
In this gym.
Yes, they do. So we'll be back on the air for that one. And the boys play at 7:30 tonight, and then win or lose depends on we'll drive their schedule for tomorrow. So we'll be back on the air a little bit before the 7:30 game tips off in the auxiliary gym tonight. Until then, it's another great night to be a Warrior. Have a good afternoon, everybody.